Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from The Salvos.
This week we're just checking in, seeing how your New Year's resolutions or your goals are going. And I heard the other day something that really struck me, and that optimism is the ability to actually take a step forward and two steps back and turn that into the dance called the can-can. I think that's a really good way to look at goal setting. If your New Year's resolution, your goal for this year has taken a bit of a slip, it's slipped off the priority list, you haven't necessarily been kicking the goals that you thought you would, my first tip for this week is to actually think about why that might be. Think about the period where the goal was actually working well. What was allowing it to work well? And then when did it actually stop working, and what contributed to that? Did other factors squeeze it out? Did the weather have an influence? Did you just get complacent? Because it's these factors and addressing these factors that are actually going to help you get back on the horse and get back to your goal for the year. We can also reassess, and sometimes it's important to actually ask ourselves, has the goal that we set actually changed? Were we aiming for something that's just too big or too complex? And if that's true, could I simplify my goal a little bit to make it all that more achievable? My third tip is to get back on board as quick as possible. Think about one action or one step you could actually take before the end of the day or before the end of the week to get yourself back on board with your change or your goal. Obviously, it's really important to be sure that whatever step you take, it's one that you can actually sustain for the next day or for the next week, and then to build from there. And in terms of being able to get just a helpful perspective, it's always really good to ask ourselves, where would we like to be, say, in 3 months' time? What do we think would be a realistic place if we were achieving our goals? And then to kind of break down into months and weeks from there so that you can actually take steps every week that are getting you closer towards that goal. So, some tips to get back on the horse this week with Mind Games.